Hey guys, welcome to Talks with Maria in episode 225. We are talking with Coach Michael Burt, and he's sharing with us his sales philosophy. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Million Dollar Business Conference. So excited because today we are having Coach Michael Burt. He is a business and mindset coach, a former championship women's basketball coach who's authored 17 books. And today we're talking about all things business and how to grow your business profitably. Thank you so much, Coach. We are so excited to talk to you today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. Thanks for doing this.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited because, you know, I think a lot of people really need to learn how to really grow their business to six and seven figures this year, 2023. So what do you think it really takes to really stay, you know, and have the endurance in business? I think that's what's missing is the endurance. Yeah.
I think what I do is I study the habits of the top 1% of performers. And, you know, if you look at those habits or attributes, you can measure yourself versus those. So remarkable boldness, which is striking fearlessness, intrinsic motivation, big calls, goals to do something, connection and community. They know how to connect to people, grit and resilience, and the ability to lock in and see something through to its conclusion. And a lot of people I coach are missing one of those ingredients, right? Specifically, probably grit and resilience in today's economy and the ability to lock in and do whatever it takes to win and to keep going until they bring something through to its conclusion.
Yeah. What do you think is the thing? Is it because they are afraid of rejection, embarrassment?
I think it's all of those things. I think that, you know, fear is an unpleasant emotion created by a belief that something would harm me in the future. And it's instilled very early in life. So we have these considerations, you know, I'm afraid of offending people. I'm afraid of being too pushy. I'm afraid of being too aggressive. I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid of embarrassment. And what happens is these internal considerations, these internal thoughts prohibit us from doing what it really takes to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we lack the grit and then there's other people who are in the space, who have that grit, who have that ability, that is when we're like, okay, how can I really show up, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I come from an athletic world. You know, I was a basketball coach and you know, it wasn't always the best teams that won. It was the toughest teams that won. It was the people who could outlast. It was the people who could go 40 something games in a season. It was the people who could, you know, they were mentally, physically, emotionally stronger than you know, and I think that's really who wins the most in the world, no matter if it's sports or business.
Mm-hmm. But the one of the things is that since you do coach sports, these teams don't reach their success without that coach, without that person who's helping them. So how is that the same with business?
Well, we see this very clearly in sports. We see a losing team that brings in a winning coach, and then all of a sudden, within a pretty short period of time, 1 to 3 years, they're winning. And sometimes they're winning at a high level, and business is no different. The better the players, the better the team, the better the coach, the better the team. A lot of people in business, quite frankly, Maria, try to take average people and make them great. And they take average salespeople and think they're gonna expand. They take average operations people, and they really start with average people and try to make them better. And they can get better, but it would be better to start with more talented, more highly skilled people and help them get better. And then you're going to see some pretty big results.
That's actually really interesting because my husband's a Chiefs fan. And we saw that with Smith, right? Smith. Yep. And then when Mahomes came, it was over. Yep. So it is about that. It is about, are you talented or maybe even like driven enough?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you see one quarterback and a few key players, and the next thing you know, you're winning Super Bowls. And the business world, it's interesting because when I transferred over to the business world, they didn't think like that. They thought, well, let's just get the cheapest laborer that we could. and let's make them great. And then when they didn't hit their sales goal, it's like, well, why are we not hitting our goals? Or when their customer service is not where it needs to be. And it's really because they have, you know, some many times average players.
Mm-hmm. So if they, because I think a lot of people are, so to speak, a little bit more average. It's the talented ones that are, you know, hard to find. If we are dealing with more average players, how do we then coach them up and lead them up?
Well, coaching is engaging people in a set of systematic behaviors. Most businesses do not coach their people. There's no role play. There's no simulation. There's no practice. There's no correction. There's no feedback. And so what happens is they just kind of remain average. Now let's compare that with the sports world where they practice 3.5 to 5 hours a day. They're working on all parts of their nature, body, mind, heart, and spirit. They're trying to tap into the potential. There's a clear goal. There's clear metrics every day. There's immediate feedback. See, in the business world, it's really not like that, especially in today's world where people are working remotely. There's not as much supervision. There's not as much management. There's not as much observation of what people are doing or not doing. And so we've seen an overall decline in many businesses because, you know, there's no supervision of people. And unfortunately, people need supervision. They need direction.
Yeah, I agree that leadership. Do you think remote is the best way to go for businesses?
No, I do not.
No.
I study human nature. And I've been studying human nature for a long time because I've been coaching for 31 years. So I have all this qualitative data of me just coaching thousands of people in different environments. Then I have all this quantitative data that shows me that left to their own devices, most people, even motivated people, cannot stay focused for long cycles of time. They need direction and guidance. They need accountability and structure. So I believe most people, not all, but most people are much more effective when they have a structure and somewhere to go and they have a daily rhythm to their life where there's expectation.
Yeah, left to their own demise.
Yes.
They will start doing their own.
Yeah. That's correct.
That is really interesting. You're the second person I've talked to today, or not today, just for this conference, who said the same thing about remote work. When, you know, I watch on the media that people love remote work, this is where a lot of the businesses are going now. So this is really interesting that it's actually a different kind of thought process and opinion on that.
Well, when you go to the habits of the top 1%, the top 1% are already very motivated. They have deep intrinsic motivation. They have a desire to be the best. They will make sales calls with nobody watching because they got big goals. They're highly motivated to reach those goals, but that's a very elite group of people who you could put them in any environment and they most likely would be successful, but that's not most people. You know, most people need an external stimulus to motivate them. Mm-hmm. And when they don't have that external stimulus, they underperform. And you would think the consequences of just poor compensation would motivate people, but for many people, it doesn't. They just accept it.
Yeah, it's laziness.
Yeah.
So talk about sales. So with sales, there's a lot of fear around sales. Why is that? Why is sales such a scary thing?
We've not been educated properly on it. A sale is nothing more than solving a problem for another person. Mm-hmm. Money changes hands when problems are solved. Selling someone something is just solving a problem for them that they're willing to exchange monetary value for. So I think selling gets a bad rap because people believe I'm trying to sell you something you don't want. Well, if you have a problem and you want to solve that problem and someone solves that problem and you compensate them in the form of currency, which is money, then that's monetization. Like that is a sale, no matter what you call it. I've coached companies that say, we don't share, we care, we don't sell, we share, we don't do this. You call it whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if money is exchanged, that is a sale. And I think people just get a bad rap. I believe 100% of my products and services, I believe that they can help and change people's lives. I have quantitative data of 20 years of doing it. So I have no hesitation, reservation, consideration of asking another person to take action on it. But deep inside of us is this desire to be liked, desire to want approval from other people. And really the top people do not think like that. They think, look, I have something valuable. here it is. If you don't want it, I'll take it to somebody who does want it.
Yeah. You know, I was like that. I'm very much that approval seeker. I will admit that. But as a business owner, I don't know what happens. Like, I'm like, this is not, you know, it's either you take it or you leave it. Don't waste my time. Yeah. It's weird. Is that common for people where once they have a business, they kind of change a little bit?
Well, I think you're trying to match. Selling is trying to match a need with a person who has a problem. It's really a matching game. So you got to go through a lot of people. Because I have a need doesn't mean I'm willing to spend money to solve the problem. So right. I try to ascertain very quickly, do you have the time, the interest, and the money? Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are you about this? Because I don't want to waste your time and I don't want you to waste my time. And you know, you indicated interest. That's why we're following up with you, is because we want to present this option for you. And if you don't want to do it, it's okay. But we would just rather know so we can move on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So tell us about your $1 million follow-up.
I was on an airplane coming back from somewhere one night, and part of my role is to speak around the world on the books that I've written and the methodologies I've created. And I was frustrated. And I watch how people pitch me their services every day, and then they never follow up. I watched how people never get my attention and tried to sell me something that they don't even know I need. I watched how people that I had indicated interest in something, but they didn't follow up. And so it kind of prompted this internal dialogue in me. It's like, why do people do such a poor job with follow up? And that caused me to think about it more and kind of codify it, and then to break down, like, what is follow-up? What is the purpose of follow-up? Why are people so bad at it? What's the real problem? And I really figured out that there's two problems. One, people do not go the distance in the follow-up, meaning it typically takes 7 to 15 touches 80% of the time to convert someone who is interested to someone who buys. That was problem number one. People go one or two times, and then they give up. The second problem was the methodology, is the way they were following up was all wrong. And so I began to deconstruct the proper way to follow up. And I began to say, this is the purpose of the follow up, which is to help a person make a decision. Okay, which is to give a person information, which is to overcome any hesitation or fear they have, which is to give courage to a person who has fear. Like, this is the purpose of the follow-up. So the way people follow up, do you have any questions? I'm just checking in. Just right. I'm just thinking about you. No, the purpose of the follow-up would look like this. Maria, the purpose of my phone call today is to help you make a decision. Mm-hmm. Now, you indicated interest in this. Seems like you want to do it, but you're stuck on one thing. And let's go ahead and tackle that one thing and put it on the table so we can help you. We can't help you, Maria, until you take action. And once you take action and commit to this, we're not in the business of letting people fail. We're in the business of helping people be successful. But I really can't help you until you take an action here.
Right. And so they are now moved to a yes or a no. Yes or a no.
And I would rather just no. No, I'm not interested. No, I'm not going to spend money on this. No, I'm not. No, I'm too scared to do anything. I would rather do that than maybe chase them. Yeah. See, what you want to do is be the buyer versus the seller. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be the seller trying to convince a person. You want to say, I have something of value, 31 years of experience. I can help you get an increase. But I can't help you get that increase until you actually commit. And a contract is just a covenant saying, I'm going to do my part, and you're going to do your part, and we're kind of in this together to help achieve a goal. The word close means to bring something to an end. It means to do things together. Okay, so what we're really doing here, Maria, is we're bringing my skill set and my system to your problem. And we're gonna bring this to an end so we can get started. I can't start it until I bring this discussion to an end so we can get moving.
I actually never realized that, like, closing, it's actually close the deal, right, and make a decision to move to that next level. That's right. Really interesting.
So a lot of people live in that area where it's like, hey, you haven't made a decision.
And why are people afraid to make a decision?
fear of past. They made a bad decision. They had a regret. They wasted money. Somebody didn't fulfill a promise. And they live, they make decisions out of fear, even when it's to their benefit. Even when it's clear it's to their benefit, they still operate out of fear. Okay. And that, and the, so a good salesman has to address that. I know this scares you. I know you've never done this before. I know this is, I know this seems like a big investment to you.
Oh, so good. Those so are gotta, really great. Those gotta, are great, like nurturing statements. Yeah.
So let's just address it. Let's put your fears on the table and let's get you moving.
Yeah. Yeah. So the two problems are inconsistency of the follow-up and then also the method in which they follow up. So tell us about a method that works for a follow-up.
A method would be to give value. When you study the brain, the brain actually needs to warm up to something. It needs to see it. It needs to be comfortable with it. It needs to process it. So a good formula is to give value. Give something of value. Give a mindset. Give an encouragement. Give a strategy. Give a testimonial. Give them things that show them how you would help them. And then ask them about every fourth touch. So three touches of value, one ask. Three touches of value, one ask. So, you know, give, ask. That would be a good formula. So if you get seven touches, if I'm going seven times, a touch could be a video message. A touch could be, man, I'm ready to get you started. Here's exactly what we're going to do when you enroll today. A touch could be, here's the three strategies we're going to use with you.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. So with that, is that like Instagram? Is that social media plus email plus text? Oh, it could be just a, okay, that's a touch.
Yes.
Okay, got it. That's really helpful because I don't think a lot of people realize that it's actually that easy.
Yeah, it's not when I, you know, I talk to typically 35 to 45 people per day with a touch. Sometimes it's, and I've classified, I've kind of built out a selling system. So I classify people into categories, hit list, farm club, red zone, top 25. What I'm doing is I'm working a system every day of touches to people because you don't need money, you need more people. The people have the money. So once a person indicates interest, they're in my farm club. Once they're close to making a decision, they're in my red zone. And then I'm working this cycle to keep people focused.
That's awesome. So with the amazing free gift that will help people actually do this, tell us about that.
Yeah, what we're going to do here is we're going to take an actual live day of me breaking down this system. And we're going to give people this, like as if they were being trained by me for one full day on my follow-up methods, which has produced millions of dollars. A lot of top companies use my follow-up methods. It's changed the way people follow up in a lot of industries because they were losing so much money in the follow-up. So we're actually going to give them a breakdown of me teaching it, which would come from my best-selling book, A $1 Million Follow-Up.
Awesome. Yeah, that is so good because that's really needed. What happens when the people are in front of you? Do you know what to do next?
That's right.
So this is really great. And this is exactly what business owners need. Well, thank you so much. We loved hearing about, you know, business, sales, the follow-up, the $1 million follow-up. We are going to, I think there's a link that I'm going to send to everyone so that they can get that. Any final things for the audience?
This is a time that you need to skill up. In tough economies, the most skilled people will find a way to win. And I could show you studies, quantitative studies, they continue to find a way to win. They just keep going. That's part of one of those habits of the top 1%. They just keep coming. If it's not working one way, they just keep going. They keep finding a way to win. That's what you got to do in today's world. And it all comes back to skill. How skilled are you?
Yeah. Yeah. How determined, the grit, all of that. That is so big. I agree with you. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Coach Michael Burt.
Thank you.
We loved it. Have an amazing day. And everyone, check him out, the $1 million follow-up.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.